At CSUN 2011, this is Michael Offen. We caught up here with, I can't say your name the way you did.
Werner Hahn.
You have the Solutions Radio, but you have since added podcasts as well as, let's talk about what you're bringing out in the month of July.
Now, we have podcast feeds, so if you have an RSS feed, you can just put the RSS feed into the radio and you get daily updates from your podcast if you want. We will release in July a new version that has also the technical menus will be audible, because nowadays we only have the content menus audible, but the newest version will also have a more advanced TTS inside, so we'll also speak out loud all the technical menus. What we also have implemented is the DAISY online standard. That's a standard that is used by library services and publishers to distribute DAISY books, DAISY content over the internet in a secured format. And Solutions Radio was one of the developers of the standard, so that's the reason why we, of course, have implemented that new standard. So that's quite a thing, because it will be even more accessible for blind and visual impaired users. And it's also ideal for library services to put out the content on the internet in a secured way and distribute directly to their members.
Yeah, so that's one of your big markets right now, is right, various radio reading services?
Yeah, well, most of our clients here in the US are radio reading services, because they have some problems now with HD radio. They have to invest heavily in new HD radio equipment. So many radio reading services start broadcasting now over the internet, because internet broadcasting is becoming cheaper and cheaper every day to give their listeners an opportunity to not only listen to their own station, but also give them access to a variety of other content, like newspapers, like podcasts, like radio stations. More and more reading services are using our listening device for their members to access to their content and other content.
Now, do you have a directory of either terrestrial radio who's broadcasting on the internet or Shoutcast?
We have a portal called stationlist.net, and we already have a database of more than 5,000 radio stations and thousands of podcasts available. And of course, also all the radio reading services that are broadcasting over the internet. But if you want to use and add stations from Shoutcast, that's possible. That are pure, mostly MP3 or ORG4 streams. You can edit yourself. But you can also, for example, if you have an account on a company called Live365, they are a huge, large broadcaster all over the world with internet streaming. You can use your account on Live365 on our portal, so you can access also on your radio the content of Live365.
RSS feeds for podcasts. Now, are a lot of people using that or implementing? Or
yes, because it gives a lot of people a great opportunity. For example, if you are an organization that would like to send out a newsletter every week, you'd simply start using now podcast, and you have, once you have added the RSS feed, you can you get automatically your updates every week. As soon as there's a new item available, you will hear it on the web radio. So it's a very powerful mechanism to give your audience or receive as audience new information on a daily basis without doing anything. It's just an automatic feed that it will update itself automatically on your radio.
Well, hopefully you'll join me as well. I will be presenting at the International Association of Audio Information Services in St. Louis in May, and one of the things I'm going to really lobby and ask them to think about is a lot of them have content on demand but don't have it in an RSS format.
I think we should do it together, because I'm one of the sponsors and exhibitors on the IAAS organization, and I'm always trying to convince all the radio reading services, but also the organization itself, to use more with the internet and use the strength of the internet to distribute via RSS feed, via whatever links you whatever protocol you would like to use. But use the internet and share the content that is produced by one organization in one state also with the other state and the other state members. And I think RSS feeds could be a great protocol to use to distribute it in a way that people can use it automatically.
Exactly, because you know there's some radio reading services that have great readers, some of the best readers, but don't have the material archived in a way that people can get to it. And you're only really maybe getting 5% of your audience at best. If you can make it available anytime, 24/7, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the price of the Solutions Radio today.
The standard version, the broadband version, runs for $299, say almost $300. And the Wi-Fi version is $349, say $350. And if you are a member of the IAAS, if you purchase it via your radio reading services, you get a $50 discount on the radio.
For folks who maybe didn't hear our original interview, let's talk about the radio, kind of how it's laid out and what you can do.
Now, it's a radio, it's a standalone internet radio receiver. that has only a few buttons. It has a volume rotator to adjust the volume, an on-off button, and an up and down button to go to the list of content. The list of content is spoken out loud, so if you switch on a web radio, it will make a beep and it will start telling you what kind of content is available on the radio. And as soon as you hear the subject of your choice, just hit the OK button and start listening to a podcast feed or a live stream or a book, a magazine, whatever you have programmed on the radio.
Now this remote, is this part of it here? It has 8 buttons on it?
Yes, that's a remote. It has a little bit more buttons for more features. For example, if you have a content list that is more than 100 items long, then it's easier to have a sort of a nested list, sort by categories, for example. And the remote control has 3 or 4 more buttons to navigate into the list going backwards or forwards in the list.
All right, so you have 2 buttons on the bottom, folks, vertical, one above the other, and then there's 4, which I guess would be your arrow key, so to speak, of to move in and out of the menus and so forth, and then 2 other buttons above that at the top to get greater functionality.
Yeah.
Can we play it here real quick? Do you have internet connectivity here?
Yes, I have internet connectivity. It's a little bit not so fast on this exhibit floor, but the unit is right in front of you.
Capital I, capital E, capital S, spoken word.
It's one of the gateway radio reading service on the device now.
Spoken word. Georgia Radio Reading Service, Atlanta.
So you hear now the list that I programmed previously on the box.
KPBS Radio Reading Service, San Diego.
Radio Reading Services.
Spoken word.
What do you call spoken word on the radio?
Association for the Blind. Spoken word.
So it tells you, right, whether it's a
service, WCRS.
Yeah, and as soon as you hear the subject of your choice, hit the OK button and you can start listening to the station. These are now live broadcasts, but could also be podcast, archive files.
Spoken word.
So what it's doing is scrolling through it, folks. We're not touching it at this point, so it just reads you your options. I guess just analogous to if you were moving through a web page and it's reading you, letting you know what your options, and then you press OK and then listen to what you want.
Yeah. And a good thing is that you can program the radio remotely. So radio reading services can program the units remotely for their members, or you can program a device for your relative or family members. But, and you don't have to have the radio in your office or in your house, because the mechanism is as follows, that the web radio will connect to a central portal, there the radio is recognized and will receive the newest list of content. So that makes it more flexible and a more ideal solution for programming the radio remotely from a distance.
Okay, so do the reading services lock it down just to their stream, or do they...
That's different. Some radio reading services does, because they have a funds only for their own content. But we see more and more radio reading services see this as a device to give free access to a whole variety of content. And of course, they will program itself on number 1 or number 2.
Well, that's fair enough, exactly.
Yeah,
they're paying for it.
Exactly, they're paying for it. From on station 3, 4, 5, and so on, you can program anything else. So we see some reading services are sort of transforming themselves to become content providers in general, and being sort of a portal for their community. And of course they will have their own content, their archive material or their live material, but are they also looking for other ways to distribute newspapers that are read out loud via a TTS engine. So some of the reading services are sort of becoming more a content aggregator or a content provider than only an audio information service or a reading services. So I think that's a great development.
I'm glad they see this kind of globalization, or not locking it down to their own markets. Realize people move and live in other regions, and it also saves them money.
Yeah, but I think that it also has to do with most of the reading services were sort of bound to the local FM station, and they have a strict regulation what they can do and couldn't do to broadcast. So now when they are losing up a little bit because of the HD radio problem for many, many reading services, they get a sort of a new route going to new technology and find new ways to distribute content, not only the original content but also new content. I think that's what you say. I think that's great.
Yeah, and the thing with HD radio, it sounds better but seems to have even less coverage,
yeah,
I think,
indeed,
than their subcarriers they use.
And I think it's a little bit strange and maybe stupid that a radio reading service have to invest so heavily in HD radio. They can broadcast for many, many years for the same amount of money and give you not only one channel on an HD radio channel, but a whole variety of content, not only books, magazines, radio stations, local church services, whatever you can distribute via the internet, just with one device. So I think more and more reading services understands the principle of the internet, that it's a queue, that you can program the unit remotely for your members, and don't invest anymore in AZ Radio just to broadcast in a limited area, only one channel.
Plus of making it available on demand so people can listen to it when it's convenient for them. So what is the website? Folks want to...
If people want to get more information, the website is irisradio.com. And they can also purchase via the websites with the credit cards, and we will ship throughout the United States.
Very good. And it has two RCA jacks, I guess, so you can hook this up to
your hi-fi installation, for example. And it has a separate headphone jack, so you can use your headphone. But you can also indeed connect it to your stereo if you want.
Ethernet port, obviously, but also if you pay the extra $50, you can go wireless. And
yeah. Exactly.
So does that support the N or is it just G?
The good thing about the Wi-Fi N, it's backwards compatible. So the N Wi-Fi protocol is not implemented, but it will work with any Wi-Fi N router because they are backwards compatible.
Is there a limit to how many stations you can add yourself?
No. It's an unlimited list. Of course, if you have a list of 1,000 stations, you get a little bit crazy scrolling through the list, but technically there's no limitation in the number of stations you can program.
So you can't do categories. That's one thing I'd asked you back 2 years ago. If you
No. In the Irish version that we are selling now here in the U.S., there's no way of categorizing. In the version that is coming out in July, you have the option to make categories and subcategories.
Yeah, that'll be nice if you want all your news talk stations or your classic rock stations or whatever, reading services, podcasts, whatever.
Yeah, but we see that most of the users only have 15 to 20 stations programmed. But it is an option that you can make categories in news, in sports, in newspapers, whatever you want. That's possible in the newest new device.
I appreciate you taking time to explain the product, and we'll look forward. Are you going to be at the blindness conventions in July? Think you have the
Yeah, I'm not sure if that myself, but I think we will do both the NFB and the HB Radio conference. And we will be on the IIIS.
Coming to you from CSUN 2011, this is Michael Off for Serotalk.